Sean Combs cleared of sex trafficking charges, convicted on prostitution-related offenses. New York, New York, American music mogul and rapper Sean Combs, known professionally as P. Diddy or Puff Daddy, was found not guilty of sex trafficking, racketeering, and conspiracy charges by a federal jury in Manhattan. However, the jury did convict him on charges of transporting individuals for prostitution, following a highly publicized trial that drew widespread attention across the entertainment and legal worlds. The verdict was delivered on Wednesday, July 2, bringing an end to months of legal proceedings and federal investigations into one of hip-hop's most iconic and controversial figures. In recent years, multiple lawsuits were filed against Combs, accusing him of operating sex trafficking rings and exploiting young women. These allegations, amplified by mainstream media and social media platforms, significantly tarnished his public image, despite his consistent and forceful denials. The accusations included anonymous testimonies and disturbing accounts of alleged abuse. However, investigators were unable to present sufficient tangible evidence to substantiate the most serious claims. Combs' legal team maintained throughout the trial that the allegations were baseless and driven by financial motives or media sensationalism. The 55-year-old artist was accused of coercing women, including his longtime former girlfriend, singer Cassie, 2007 to 2018, and another former partner who testified under the pseudonym Jane, into participating in sexual encounters with male sex workers while Combs allegedly watched, masturbated, or recorded the events. While he faced a potential life sentence if convicted on sex trafficking charges, Combs was ultimately acquitted of those counts due to insufficient evidence. The jury's decision now reduces his maximum sentencing exposure to 20 years in federal prison, 10 years per count of illegal transport for prostitution, according to reporting by the New York Times. The final sentence will be determined by the presiding judge. Combs has been held for several months at a Brooklyn detention facility. Following the acquittal on the most severe charges, his legal team was expected to file a request for conditional release later Wednesday, with a proposed $1 million bond. As this chapter of legal troubles appears to be nearing its end, Sean Combs is expected to gradually return to his professional activities, though several brand partnerships and entertainment ventures were suspended during the investigation. It remains to be seen how the public and the music industry will respond to his eventual comeback.